Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, wildlife advocate Grant Gerba. He has some amazing statistics for you about fire in Nevada. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Scott Craigie, Marlene Lockhart, and Robert Eithoven. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
You learned about our business park last year. Please celebrate our growth this year. We started construction on the new I-80 USA Parkway interchange. And we're extending the parkway beyond Walmart's distribution center. We're adding rail track. We've added a 2-million-gallon water tank. And we're doubling the capacity of the sewer treatment plant. We're installing Northern Nevada's most advanced fiber optic communication network. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. Welcome to the program, Grant Gerba. He is a wildlife advocate. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
People may be aware of some of the work you've been doing because of radio commercials that have been running across the state. The Smoked Bear Initiative to stop the wildfires that you say are burning millions of animals. How did this all come about?
Well, our family settled in Nevada in the mid-1800s, and I grew up just loving wildlife, and our family had an outfitting business, and so over the last 30 years, I've watched the wildfires just increase and increase, and in the rural areas, the counties and people are demanding something be done, but it wasn't getting out, so I decided that the best way to get it out was to put on some radio commercials. So I got a production company in Las Vegas, and we put some ads together, and we've been running them now since December 7th.
Now, Mr. Gerber, that's been a pretty substantial increase over the last 30 years, from 25,000 acres in 1980 that were burned by wildfire to 600,000 today?
Yes. Pre-1980, there was an average of about 25,000 acres per year. Now it's jumped 24 times to an average of over 600,000 acres per year.
Now you have a thought of why that's the case, and it all goes back to grazing, that we are not letting cattlemen graze their animals enough, and that's what's helping fuel the wildfires.
The Forest Service and that's correct. The Forest Service and the BLM, back in the mid-1950s, and so they started cutting back on the number of cattle and sheep, and that cutback continued and continued. As an example, we're down about 50% on the number of cattle that we have in the state from 1980, and we're down, and from the 1950s and 60s, we're down about 4 or 5 times on the number of sheep.
Now, why did the Forest Service and the BLM make this decision?
Well, they concluded that that the land needed to have fewer and fewer cattle.
Because
they concluded, and most of these people come from places that are wet, that are, you know, far different than the arid country of the West. And they look at an area, and if it's grazed off, they think, well, too many cattle are out there. They don't realize that starting in the mid-1800s, hundreds of thousands of cattle and sheep were grazing the country and plowing it and fertilizing it, plowing it and fertilizing it year after year, decade after decade. And as a result, it created the situation where good forage was out there, and as a result, wildlife numbers began to increase until by the mid-1950s, we had wonderful herds of deer and other animals out there. But the Forest Service and the BLM don't seem to understand that history, and so as a result, they keep doing more and more of what's wrong, which is taking off cattle and sheep, which is what. And they eat the fuel, and our fuel load out there is so high now that this coming year could be our worst fire year ever, because last year was a wet year. There were very few fires, and so this year, if it dries out and we have some thunderstorms, could be the very worst. And so we've got to get cattle and sheep back out there now to graze off all this excess fuel.
Well, now, what about the wild horse situation? How does that play into this?
Okay, that's a separate issue. The wild horses are generally south of where the fires are, not in the areas where the fires are. And I'd be happy to talk about that. The word wild horses is incorrect, because it was my ancestors and other ranchers like them that turned those horses out, and they'd gather them and use them and turn them back out. And as a result of the federal law, they were unable to do that again. And that's why we had that tremendous spike in feral horses, not wild horses. And so, but it's a different issue.
But are they consuming some of the grasses and?
Right, but they're more in the deserty areas where there weren't very many fires anyway. It's in the areas where, you know, Elko County is the one that's most devastated by wildfire, and those counties up in the northern part where there aren't any wild horses at this point, or feral horses that are loose, or very few, and. So it's a separate issue.
You know, Mr. Gerber, in a state that is owned, you know, 85-86% by the federal government, multiple use becomes something that is very important. I think that's what you're talking about here. How can the ranchers, the wildlife, the sportsmen, the people that, you know, want to use the land as recreation all kind of function together? Is there any talk to our federal delegation, who, you know, really is Nevada's landlord, and how to address some of these issues so it can work out for all and we can have a better multiple use policy for Nevada?
It's been discussed for years, but until the people decide that they're going to save these millions of animals from being burnt up, it's not going to change. And that's why, instead of going to the to the Congress and such with this message, I decided the way to do it was to spend some money and get the people in the cities to understand this. And the best way to do that was radio and television, and I'm grateful that I'm on this show, because I think if people begin to understand that millions of animals have died and millions more are going to die because of these wrong-headed policies, we'll get a change.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Grant Gerber when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Debbie, who do you use for workers' comp? Bob and I are paying a fortune and the service is terrible.
Ever since Jerry and I've been building homes, we've used ProGroup. Come to think of it, they haven't raised our rates in 10 years. They've done background checks for us and safety training. We've saved a lot of money.
Well, Bob just added more trucks and drivers, and I think it's time for a change. I'm going to call ProGroup today. Okay, spot me.
ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Grant Gerber. He's a wildlife advocate, and he's put his money where his mouth is in terms of spreading information about his concerns about what's going on in our state as far as wildlife and the deaths of wildlife and forest fires. What has been the response from either the BLM or the Forest Service to the commercials that you've been running?
There hasn't been much response yet. We started this December 7th, and I think that they're somewhat shell-shocked that somebody would approach it the way that we are, because nobody's been talking about these millions of animals that are dying. And so I think that hopefully they will now recognize that they've been wrong in the approach they've been taking, and that by spring they will start making major changes. Otherwise, this year could be the worst fire year of all, and they could begin to solve that today. But they're going to have to make immediate changes, because you can't turn to ranchers and tell them to stock up and start putting more cattle and sheep out without giving them some time to do it. And in this case, perhaps giving them incentives, because we've got to save the wildlife. We can't allow birds and rabbits and deer and all the other wildlife to burn up year after year. It's just, it's unacceptable.
And Mr. Gerber, it seems like you would have a great ally in some of the sportsman conservationist organizations. And you've talked to Safari Club International, which is one of the most prominent ones nationwide.
Yes, they contacted me. I was on a six-state radio program they have, and I'm getting calls from sportsmen from as far away as New Mexico about this issue. So it's this issue is important, and it isn't just Nevada. Nevada is the worst hit, acres-wise, because we've got the most federal land. Because private land is not burning, because it's well managed. But you get the federal land, and you have these federal agents that come and go and come and go, and they have no real feel for the land, no history with the land. And so as a result, they just keep doing what their predecessors were doing without thinking it through.
Now, Bob Abbey is now the head of the BLM nationally, but he was the head of the BLM in the Silver State. Have you had any contact with him?
Not yet. I hope that he calls, because I'll be happy to tell him what I believe he needs to do, which is get this fuel load down. I think he could make a major change. There's no reason for this to occur. Immediately they could make the change.
You know, Harry Reid, our senior senator and also the majority leader in Washington, D.C., you would think he would be in a position where he could help make some of these changes that would be beneficial to Nevada. Have you heard anything from his office?
No, I haven't. I hope that he does something. I think he's too involved in healthcare to be involved in anything back in Nevada.
You know, one of the things that's rather interesting is that when people talk about environmentalists, they're usually talking about people who live in the cities. And people who live in the environment aren't normally thought of as environmentalists. You're kind of a different kind of bird.
I really don't think so. I think that you sit down with people in the rural areas, they are the real environmentalists. They're the ones that know the animals, know what needs to be done. And I think that the people in the cities that are environmentalists will quickly understand that they've got to get in this and support it. I think this is an issue that both sides of the Democrats and the Republicans both ought to be on board. And this isn't the first time I've tried to do this. 2 years ago, I was on the platform committee for the Republican Party, and I succeeded in getting a platform through demanding that the Forest Service the Forest Service and the BLM stop these fires now. And it didn't go anywhere. I hope that both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have a plank in their platforms in these conventions that are coming up, and that everybody in the state unite behind stopping these millions of animals dying.
Mr. Gerber, do you think if the federal government controlled less of the land in the state of Nevada, if we could get some control back here over that 85 plus percent that the federal government owns, that you would see a marked difference in the number of fires that we have every year?
It would happen immediately. You go to states that have lots of private land, and they have no big fires like this. The less than 10% of the land that's privately owned, there's not big fires on that. The only time that there's fires now on private land in any significant way is when they border these bad neighbors, the BLM and the Forest Service.
And how do you look at what happened at Lake Tahoe with the huge fire that they had up there a couple of years ago and the number of homes that were lost?
If that land out from those homes had been private, there wouldn't have been those big fires. It would have been healthier. The forests would have been healthier. The agencies have lost their way.
Well, and that was one, too, where I think that point is well taken on the Tahoe fire, where the agencies and the inaction by the agencies not letting the people that own the land maintain it properly contributed to the devastating fire.
Well, this is where we've got to leave it, but believe me, we will bring on the other side to talk about this and see what we can do, and we appreciate you putting your own money in to get this message out there, and we thank you for being on the program.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Local entertainment, Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
It's easy to kick back and relax when you have the perfect place to, well, kick back and relax. And RC Willie has quite the selection.
This month, you'll find incredible savings on everything for your great room. Save now on brand name HDTVs and home theater systems. You'll also save on recliners and sofas and sectionals with built-in recliners. Receive a free gift when you visit rcwillie.com and enter to win a $7,000 dream great room.
So put your feet up at RC Willie, where it's your home, your way.
For the hottest video poker slots around, from just a penny to $25, we have them all. Play and win at the El Dorado today.
I'm asking the tough questions that you want to hear. Watch Face to Face with me, John Ralston, weekdays at 4 on News 4.
Lighting Essentials by Cabinet and Lighting.
Cabinet and Lighting provides a significant resource for designers, contractors, and homeowners. Combine fashion with function to create decorative lighting that does more than simply illuminate. Use a unique blend of styles with lighting, accessories, mirror, and wall art to help you express your personal style, taste, and personality. Cabinet and Lighting can help you with products that fit any home, style, or budget. Stop by our showroom today.
Cabinet and Lighting. See the light.
Watch Face to Face with me, John Ralston, weekdays at 4 on News 4.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Marlene Lockhart is here with Capital Strategies, Robert Eithoven, political consultant with J3 Strategies, also running the Sue Loudon campaign among many,
yes.
And Scott Craigie with Aros Consulting. Well, the big news was the Supreme Court decision last week allowing corporations and unions now to be able to directly fund campaigns in terms of putting the messages out there. Where were we before, and what has changed?
Well, corporations still cannot give to federal candidates, but they can spend unlimited money, it appears now, to influence elections by calling out candidates by name. So I think in that regard, it's a political freedom argument that you can spend your First Amendment rights, allow you to spend money as you wish for unions and corporations. And if unions can do it, corporations can do it. But I do think it's discouraging to the voter, the $25 donor out there, who feels like their voice is significantly less.
Interesting. If I can just read a couple of headlines. National Association of Broadcasters, Supreme Court decision good for speech and bottom line. Ruling expected to bring more political ads to the state for 2010 races from the Review Journal.
That's impossible. It's already going to be so huge.
Well, and that's kind of one of the interesting things about this.
Well, it's just going to Katie bar the door. I mean, as much ad time as can be purchased that's available 24 hours a day will be purchased. I think it really upends. I mean, it treats a corporation and a union as a living, breathing person. And so your $25 donation or your $100 donation, or if you were really generous and thought you really liked a candidate and you gave $500, pales in significance of what a corporation can do, spending millions of dollars in a race where it erases that money edge that Harry Reid has right now, totally erases it. Harry's got all that money, but now the corporations can come in and spend
as many
as you want. Right, can spend as much as they want in that race.
Okay. And I have a hunch that the unions will be with Senator Reid, and I don't automatically assume that corporations are going to be against Harry Reid. Pharma corporations, pharmaceutical industry, has been running ads since the summer supporting Harry Reid. So I don't automatically assume that corporations are going to be against Harry Reid. I have a pretty good assumption that unions will be with Harry Reid. You're right in the fact that I think even before this ruling, every 32nd spot was going to be filled up no matter what. I think whoever comes out of the Republican nomination, who wins a primary, and certainly with Harry Reid's money, they'll be able to buy every 32nd spot available.
And we certainly have them available.
Yes, you do.
What is the difference between this and what goes on now in regards of bundling, where you can take that $10,000 limit, but you have 10 different companies that you control, and they all put in money, and suddenly you're now a $100,000 donor?
And that's exactly one of the major problems. And it's also one of the issues that has to be, talked through and worked through. Some of this is going to go to court on some level. But frankly, very little of it is going to change, especially in this election cycle, because this cycle is going to be, this is going to be the guinea pig fest. And everyone is going to be out there trying to find a way to find the angle that puts them together. The unions, for example, can bundle together with other unions and put together a huge amount.
Right.
The one good thing is that the corporations and the unions are the ones that go at each other the most, and they both get to play. So at least there's some equity there. Unfortunately, though, it's going to be just chaotic.
They're
for
not
the first couple
to
of
bundle.
Cycles.
There's no limits anymore.
It's going to provide great economic stimulus for our state. When you think of the amount of money that's going to be spent along this campaign, always trust the voters. There's going to be a lot of influence put into this thing, and I always harken back to the voters are going to figure it out. Whether it's the Senate race, the governor's race, they're going to figure it out. There's going to be a lot of revenue put into this state in mail pieces. I think we're probably going to revitalize a lot of rural newspapers with ads. things like that. Voters will figure it out in the end. The most concerning thing to me, and I think that it's shared with Marlene and probably all of us, is, you know, we've had the Obama campaign was phenomenal. I mean, it was one of the best campaigns we've ever seen because it involved people who never really were involved in politics. Are you going to keep them involved? Are they going to feel like they're drowned out? If that's probably the underlying concern, is that person who can only give $15 a month to their favorite candidate, are they going to feel like it matters anymore? Exactly. When somebody's putting in $15 million? So that is a concern, but, you know, I think the... you know, the political freedom argument is a strong one.
John McCain, yesterday on the Sunday shows, half author of the McCain-Feingold reforms, he says there's nothing that can be done. He's not even going to try.
Well, I don't necessarily agree. I think Congress, and in fact, some are calling for committee hearings already to see if they can fashion something that mitigates the Supreme Court's decision in some way. But talk about elections have consequences. You know, when you get to a point, those Supreme Court justices changes the complexion of the court, and you see it's ironic because they talk about, Republicans talk about an activist court. Here they upended years of already settled law and overturned it. So who is being an activist court at this stage in this ruling?
Lots more to talk about this because it is such a huge deal. And trust me, you'll be seeing a lot of new ads. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Time to take care of that unwanted hair? What are your options? You can rip it out, pluck it, melt it away with harsh chemicals, pay for costly laser treatments, or that old standby shaving. Ouch! Well, the days of old-fashioned hair removal are gone for good. Now that hair will go away with Smooth Away, the fastest-selling, most popular women's product in Europe. You'll smooth away unwanted hair in moments and exfoliate at the same time.
I don't have to shave. I don't have to shave ever.
It's gone. That's pretty cool.
So smooth, and it works so easy.
Each Smooth Away pad is covered with super fine crystals that buff away unwanted hair, leaving your skin so soft and incredibly smooth. Use the full-size Smooth Away pad for your legs, arms, underarms, and the small one for smaller areas, like the upper lip and chin. Smooth Away works wonders on sensitive areas like the bikini line and will never leave those unsightly razor bumps. To use Smooth Away, just buff lightly and the hair is gone. It's amazing. Best of all, Smooth Away works in just seconds and is 100% pain-free. And because Smooth Away exfoliates as you use it, your skin will feel incredibly smooth and soft, just begging to be touched. Oh, and Smooth Away works great for guys, too. Finally, there's a real answer to easy, safe, painless, and oh-so inexpensive hair removal. Because now anyone can enjoy perfectly smooth skin with Smooth Away. To order, call our toll-free number and we'll rush you the complete Smooth Away system. The large Smooth Away for legs and arms. The mini Smooth Away for lips, chin, and sensitive areas. Plus, four large and four small replacement pads so you always look smooth. This package sells in Europe for $40 or more, but buying direct, it's yours for $14.99. But wait! Call right now and we'll double the entire offer and give you a second Smooth Away set absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. That's right, two Smooth Away sets, an $80 value for only $14.99. So call now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, Eric Odom, he's the executive director of the American Liberty Alliance, helped get Senator Scott Brown elected. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and